Says, and more than that, you have to check out now 20 amos all around to make sure there are not more mason there. In other words, since you found now 3 mason buried there, most probably this ground here is the Beis HaKvaros, and you don't know about it, but there could be other mason there also. So you have to check out 20 amos all around. Let's say at the end of 20 amos you found another mace. Is Boide Kemenul Halon Esramama? You have to check out another 20 yamas. Raglan Ladova? Because most probably this is in the middle of a Beis HaKvaros, and therefore you have to check out another 20 yamas. But Shilu Tchilo Matsu Noit Lesvusasai. But at the beginning, like we said, if you only would have found one, like this is the first time you found one, then we would say it's not a Beis HaKvaros, but rather it was just put there for a while, and then you would be allowed to pick him up and bury him someplace else. That's called pick up Noit Loi Tvusasai. This the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Motso if you find him, Prat La Matsuya. That means Prat La Fuki if we know he was there. I tell you, says Pirishri, that means Shimhoya Yadua, Loihoya Noitloi. If we knew he was buried there, then you're not allowed to take him away. Like I said, the Svara, if we knew he was buried there, then they put him there to stay, you can't pick him, take him away. Mace Prat Lora, not if he was killed. Mushkav, if he's lying down, Prat Liyashim, not if he's sitting up. If he's not buried, sitting up. That his head is bent over between his knees. And Tony Ula Bar Chanina, Meisha Chosa, if a Meis is missing something, ain't like Tfusa. Then you can't take the ground with him. V'loi Shchunas Kvaris. He doesn't have, can't make up to be part of a Beis HaKvaris. Now, V'chol Hani, my time, what's the reason these cases here, if he's sitting up with his head down, you can't move him? My time, V'loi Amrinan, because Duma V'chavimu. Here we're afraid that's a guy, that's the way they bury goyim. Now the Jew is not buried that way. You don't bury a Jew sitting up with his head bent over between his feet. So you find him like that, then we know one maybe he's a guy, you don't move him. But if he's lying down flat, that's the din of the Mishnah, you didn't know before, you have a right to move him. You find two of them. That the head, one head is next to the other one's feet. And Shalzeb, Rosh Shalzeb, Batsan, Magosh Shalzeb. Two men sin, the head is near the feet, and the other one's feet near the head. Is ain la tfusa v'loi shchunas kvaris. The same thing, they don't have a shame tfusa, you can't take them with the ground, it's not called the Beis HaKvaris. You don't bury people that way. Motza shloish, you found three of them. How could you do it? One we knew was buried there. Or shnayim tchilo, two of them we didn't know about. Or shnayim tchilo, two of them we didn't know about. Or shnayim yiduim, but two of them we did know about. Ain lem tfusa v'ain lem shchunas kvaris. The same thing, since there's at least one there that we knew about, that he was buried there, it's not called a tfus, you can't take him away, it's not called a Beis HaKvaros either. The mice of Rabbi Yeshiva, Shabodak Amotza Shnayim Yidu, we found two people that we knew were buried there. The Yechot Chila, one person that we didn't know about, Obikash Asayasim Shchunas Kvaros, he wanted to make up a Beis HaKvaros. That's a look, if you find three Nathim, it's called the Beis HaKvaros. Amala Rabbi Kiva, no. Kol Shigiyas Lorik, whatever you're trying to do is for nothing, in vain. Yigiyas Loyomru Shchunas Kvaros El Gimel Yiduim Al Shloisha Tchila. From the growth things out, this gears. It should be, if we only have, alright, if we know, then it's okay. But we only, when you find them, it's only if you have three of them that you don't know about. Then we can know what they're put to the shame Beis HaKvaros. But you can't mix up the different things. Alright, we'll stop here. I will stop here, Mishama, we'll go over this last Gemara again from the Gemara on the next tape.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. Sam Chayim and Aleph. We go up again the Gemara again right from the beginning of the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says like this: that Motza. That's what the Mishnah says. If we find a mace, if you find one mace buried, you're allowed to like rebury him someplace else. Prat la Motza. Not if you know he was there. The Motza means you knew he was there. So then the Stama, he was buried there in intentions to stay there. Then you can't remove him. Mace is Prat Lohorik. Not if he was killed. If he was killed, then it's a Shiloh, maybe he was a guy, and then we don't remove him. Mushkav, he has to be, the mace had to be buried flat, lying down. Prat Liyoshev. Not if he's sitting. Kedarkoi, Prat Lishiroshai Munach Ben Yakosev. Not if the mace was buried and his head was between his feet. And Tani Ula Bachanina is another Kiddush, that mace, Shechosar, if you haven't found a mace, but something is missing of it, is ain lo tfusa. In all these cases, doesn't have a tfusa, means you can't remove it with the ground around it. And v'loi shchunas kvuras. And it doesn't make up a cemetery either. Why? For cholhan in my time, what's the reason? For cholhan in my time, because dil mordik chavimu. We're afraid maybe it's a guy. Like once we find him buried, not the way a Jew is buried, we have to be afraid maybe it's a guy. Therefore, it was buried sitting, or with his head down, or else even chaser if he's missing something. Like he was killed, also it's a shalom, maybe it was a guy. So therefore, then it doesn't have a din tfusa, we don't remove it with the ground around it. We'll soon see. Weiter. Motzer Shnayim, if you find two mason that were buried, Reisha Shelzer, Bitzad Raglov Shelzer, you find the head next to the other one's feet, for Reisha Shelzer, Bitzad Margloiso Shelzer, and the other one's head against this one's feet, is Einland Fusab Leishchimus Kaburus. They don't make up a cemetery. And the same thing, since that's not the way Jews bury, so you have to be afraid also. The Rashi says, Derdik Hovenheim. You have to be afraid, maybe these are two goyim buried this way, a head next to the next one's feet, the next one's feet next to his head. So therefore it does not make up a cemetery. Because the halacha of a cemetery is only if you have Jews buried there. But what about Motzer Shloisha? You found three mason buried. Ha'echad Yedua, one of them though was known, he was put there to stay there like. Ushnayim Tchila, but the other two mason you found was, you didn't realize, nobody knew that they were buried there. Oy, the opposite. Shnayim Tchila. You have two that the first time you found them. Ushnayim Yiduim. And two mason you know that were buried there from before. It does not make up again a cemetery, a Shunas Kaboros. Because the Kaboros have to be either three mason that were buried there on intentions, Yiduim, or else three that are not Yiduim. That makes up a shchuna of a basic verse. So if you have a mixture of two and one, two and two, that's no good. And nicely, once happened the case, Rabbi Yeshevov, Shevodak, he was checking out his grounds, Umotzah Shnayim Yiduim, and he found two mason that were buried there that people knew about before that he was buried there. But V'yechot Chila, and he found next to it a third mace that nobody knew that was buried there yet. If so, now the Maisi has three mason buried next to another. So that's true that he thought that's the din of the Mishnah. So when you find three of them, it has a loch of a cemetery. So the Mela, you have to be boydik further, and you can't remove them. Then we say for sure they were buried there in intentions to stay there, so you can't remove them. So that's what he wanted to do. Malay Rabbi Akiva, Akiva said back to him, no, kol shiagas marik. Yagas, whatever you want to try and do now is in vain. Because lo yomru shchunas kvarois, elo legimu yiduim, or lishlosha tchila. That's that you have a loch of a cemetery, that we say they were buried there in intentions to stay there, and we can't move them around, that's either you have three, that's yidua, we know they were buried there, lach tchila. Because the Goyim says you should be in the mechik, this first part, but the ikar is, if you have three that we found tchila, three mason that all of a sudden you found them there, so that also makes up a cemetery. So we say most probably they were buried there with intentions of staying there, so it has a lock of a cemetery, and you're not allowed to move them. Right. Then the Gemara says, Noit learn v'yes fusosim. So our Mishnah says if you find a mace, stand that happened to be buried in your crack, in your ground, so you're allowed to remove him now. Because we say most probably he wasn't put there with the intentions to keep him there, but some they only put him there for a while, but for sure, like it's not a cemetery, so most probably they had intentions to move him eventually to a cemetery. So therefore, you're allowed to remove him. But when you remove him, you have to take the ground underneath also, and the Svaras will soon see is because we're afraid some of his blood, or his lechus, the body, the juice of his body came out and went into the ground. Therefore, the three tefachim underneath him, you have to be afraid is also part of the mace is in the bottom part of the ground. Therefore, when you remove him, you have to remove the tfusa, the ground underneath him also. Now the Gemara says, Heichidami tfusa. What's called the tfusa? How much ground is called the tfusa also? So, the Gemara says, Omer Rav Yehuda Makro, the post, or of Stam. The Gemara says, Heichidami, what's the case talking about? Forget about what the shear is. So, Heichidami, what's the case? Omer Rav Yehuda Makro, the Pasuk says, Onesa Tani Mimitzrayim, that what that Yaakov told the brothers, his sons, the Shvatim, that when you go out of Mitzrayim, take me with you. Onesa Tani Mimitzrayim, that means toil imi, take me also. Or imi means with me, in other words, take some ground with me. when Yaakov's son taking out of Mitzrayim, take some ground also. How much ground is it that you have to remove with the mace himself? So Pirush Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik, Noitel Ofei Tichuach. You have to take all the soft ground around there. Ofei Tichuach, that's the soft ground that must probably was the soft because they used it by shoveling up the grave or the mug that played the hole there. The Chayfe Bepsula Gimelat Spois. The Bepsula means the ground that was never touched yet. Like a Bepsula, that was the hard ground. Even in that, you also have to dig down 3 tefachim. The Rosh of Nitura de Mitzrayim Kedorosh. So that's what the extra pasuk is teaching us here. Now the Mal, you have to take some ground also. So how much ground is it? So we say now it's the soft ground, and also 3 tefachim of the hard ground. The ground that's psula, that was not touched yet. Meisa Habakashran, and Tois explains, Tois says, the Kama, next to the third in the bottom. Kama Shia Tfusa, so have a Reb Lazar B'toshu, Amaru, Anit Lofa Tchuach. Because we have to be afraid the liquid of the mace himself goes out and goes into the ground. So therefore, 3 tefachim down in the ground, you have to be afraid it's still part of the mace. You have to take that also. Right. Mace Avakasha. The Kamashia Tfusa. How much of the sheer tfusa of the ground you have to take with the mace? Pirish Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik. Rabbi Elazar Reb Tzadik explains it like this. He says that noitel, we have the girsa, noitel es akismin. The grosser, the girsa should have been boreres atzroeres es akismin. That you have to separate. Kitsa noitel es akismin, the es aksosois, the zorek es avadoyim, or maniach es asreikos. When you want to clean out the ground to see if there's any tumas mace, you have to throw away, take away the vadai mace, and you leave over any part of the svekis, whatever's a suffix there. So these ksoisos, these are also, or the grains girsa is sororos, pebbles, there's like some of them, little pieces of wood, those you take away. Well, his girsa was bororos at sororos vesakismim, for not less a vadim niach as a suffix. Vizel offer kivros, mole tarvet. And it says now what? There's kisum bazarik es avadim niyachas at sveikos. The asham et starif l'roiv dinyonai. And the rest, what's left over is mistarif to make a roiv binyon of the mace. The majority of the body of the mace. Shomais. Or the roiv atzomis, and also a quarter of a kav of atzomis you need to make tumas oil. And lamole tarif of record. And also the rest makes up the rotted part of a mace. You have a spoonful of the rekev that also makes tumas oil on it. But I call upon from here at Smashm, all you have to take with the tfusa is just the vadai. What's the vadai part of the mace and nothing else? That you don't have to go down into the ground, Mashma. You only have to take what's the vadai part of the mace. And you just got finished saying no, that you have to take all the soft ground around. And even further down, you have to go 3 tefachim. And here at Smashm, no? 3 etzboyes, right. Three as boys, right? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Ben Azai. So the Gemara says, "Who do you makiyai tan?" Enochnami, this price is not like him. But I'll tell you that Reb Lezer Reb Tzadik goes like this Tana. The Tanya we learned the Kam Meshia Tfusa. How much ground has to go with the mace? What's called Tfusa? Tfus like his tefus, like he's grabbing onto it. How much ground is called like the mace is grabbing onto? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Ben Azai Noitel Ofer Tichuach. You have to take all the soft ground, for the choyfer bibsula, show us as boys, and then further down into the hard ground, that was not touched yet, that you have to go 3 etzboyes. The kid to this stems very good, the way he said, that you have to take 3 etzboyes of the hard ground. Then the Mishnah says, what if you find 3 mason buried one next to another? So then the law is that you have to check for more, because you have to be afraid it's a basic forest. And you have to check more.